Fiona, are you there?
I am, yes.
Sorry about that, Fiona. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's
you know,
all right.
Things work really well after you press the on button. That's the important part. Now, you're the head of communications at the CMRF Crumlin, Cystic Fibrosis.
That's right, yeah.
Look,
so we are the fundraising body for Crumlin Hospital and the National Children's Research Centre.
Right, right. I don't know whether to get... I don't know anything about cystic fibrosis. Could I ask you technical questions about it? Like, what is it? What causes it? Is that... part of your
Sure, room? Yeah. So on average in Ireland, 1 in 19 people are carriers of the cystic fibrosis gene. There's 30 new cases of cystic fibrosis diagnosed in children every single year in Ireland, and we have the highest rate in Ireland of CF in the world. CF, as you asked, is a genetic condition which has negative impacts on multiple body functions. Obviously breathing would be the primary one, because it builds up mucus in the lungs, but that also in turn affects things like digestion, and even long term it can affect things like reproduction. It's caused by mutations in one gene called CFTR, which is cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductane regulator, which is a chloride channel. And CMRF Crumlin, ahead of 65 Roses Day, they call it 65 Roses Day because children can't pronounce Cystic Fibrosis Day, so they call it 65 Roses Day, and that's coming up on the 12th of April. And CMRF Crumlin, as I said, we are the fundraising body for Crumlin Hospital and the National Children's Research Centre, and we've just announced that we're funding almost €300,000 into new cystic fibrosis research in Ireland. And we are funding a programme with Dr. Judith Coppinger at the National Children's Research Centre, and she has identified that mutations in these chloride channels, which I've spoken about, they disrupt the water and the salt balance in cells, and because of this dehydrated space, patients can have a buildup of mucus in the lungs, and then the lungs of the cystic fibrosis patients can clear away the bacteria, so they, little patients who have cystic fibrosis can have a lot of bacterial infections. And cystic fibrosis is a progressive disease. It's not really that, you know, horrific, or it's not that severe, generally speaking, when the children are very young, but over time, it, because of the increased inflammation that's in the lungs, this leads to an increase in the bacterial infections, and eventually some of these inflammatory cells, such as neutrophils, they will release proteins that will damage the lung architecture, which is the lung wall. So 10 years ago, the average lifespan of someone with cystic fibrosis was 30 years of age, and today, because of medical research and because of new drug treatments, it's around 40 years, depending on the individual, depending on their lifestyle and their genetics and their health. But most people who unfortunately pass away because of CF, they die because of respiratory failure or respiratory depression, because there's just so much damage done to their lung walls over time, unfortunately, because of cystic fibrosis.
Can you tell me, why do you think we have the highest incident in the world? Is it the conditions here, or what is it?
Yeah. I mean, it is the highest. We also have the highest rate of more than one child with cystic fibrosis in the world. There's a lot of different theories as to why that is. One of the primary theories is that because Ireland has quite a small gene pool, and because it's quite a saturated gene pool, so that could be one of the primary reasons.
I was thinking that myself. Yeah, I was thinking, is that the problem?
Yeah.
Well, that should change now with the influx of the populations from all over the world coming to Ireland in the last 25 years. That surely figures over the next 50 years or 100 years would change then, would they? With the gene pool being diluted.
Yeah, the dilution of the gene pool, as you said, yeah, that could certainly have an issue with it. But right now, the CF research is focusing on trying to correct the CFTR deficiency early on in childhood. And so that's one of the areas that we're focusing on at the moment.
It's a very debilitating. I've had experience, a friend of mine had a child with it, and that's a long time ago. It was a terrible, debilitating thing, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, and clinical trials at the moment, they're aiming to improve the lung function and correcting the mutation in different populations of cystic fibrosis children. As you said, a lot of people in Ireland are affected directly or indirectly by the illness because we have the highest rate of CF in the world. And people usually will want to support research into cystic fibrosis because of, you know, one or two or three reasons. Usually it's because they have a family friend who have children who have CF or who have CF themselves. And secondly, because, as you said, Ireland has a high gene carrier rate. And thirdly, because the effect of the disease on the children and their families. You don't ever express the CF gene unless you have two copies, so one from each of your parents. And as I said, in Ireland, one in 19 people are carriers of the CF gene. So if both your parents are carriers, then you are going to have it. It dramatically affects a young patient's day-to-day life, and the drug and physiotherapy treatments needed to clear the lungs is, you know, a grueling daily challenge, daily schedule. Children with cystic fibrosis need to take a lot of different medications. It's not just their lung function that is disrupted. There's other organs like the pancreas, which is affected. And it means it entails that taking enzymes every day to help them break down their food, frequent antibiotic and anti-inflammatory treatments as well. And even without any major illnesses, the children can come into hospital. Well, they have to come into hospital quite frequently for regular checkups. And with lung infections, they might have infrequent stays in the hospital. And all of that is quite demanding on the families, and they're just, you know, quite disruptive for their school life and their school and social schedules. And as I said, Judith Coppinger at the moment is working in collaboration with Professor Paul McNally and his clinical team at Crumlin Hospital. We're working on a very exciting program at the moment called the CF program at the NCRC. It's called the SHIELD program, and SHIELD stands for the Study of Host Immunity and Early Lung Disease. And SHIELD is a really ambitious long-term translational research program studying all different types of clinical samples from children with cystic fibrosis at different stages of life, at different age brackets, and it maps out the disease as it develops over time. And one of the main areas in this research project is looking is researching the small little vesicles called exosomes. So they're looking at the exosomes that are excreted by the cells, particularly cystic fibrosis cells from the lung. And what they do is they isolate these little vesicles from the fluid in the lungs and also from the blood of the individuals with cystic fibrosis. Judith Coppinger and her team have been studying them to try to find out lots of different things, including, are there more vesicles in cystic fibrosis patients than there are in healthy lungs? Do they have any function? Do they activate the white blood cells around them in the airway space to cause inflammation? Are these vesicles markers of the disease? Do more develop? Do they progress as the disease progresses? What type of small molecules, proteins do they contain? And that's an area that they've been looking at, and it should, I mean, long term, it should give a clearer picture of what is happening in the lungs of these little patients.
Okay, listen, a quick question here. Can this gene be identified in, say, two people are getting married? Could you identify this gene before they marry and before they have children?
You can, yes.
And can anything, but can that be addressed at that point? No.
It can. There are a number of different treatments. I'm not an expert on the different right. treatments that are available, but we, they can identify it even before the birth.
Well, should this just immediately? Maybe should people like with the high incidence? Should the government or somebody instigate a system where people are checked before they get married? Just not compulsory, but just encouraged.
Yeah.
No.
Well, there are, as I said, because of the, I guess one of the main things we can do is build awareness around it, and the high gene yeah. carrier rate is mm-hmm. one thing they were trying to build awareness of. But we also, I mean, it wouldn't be obligatory, but people can get tested if they are carriers of CF gene before they get married.
A lot of people wouldn't know this, would they? Like, I wouldn't know. I'd never... Mm. You know, a lot of people would be meeting someone, getting married, not even thinking about anything like this. You know, is there a place for pre-testing? Is it enough of a problem?
I think people will have to speak to their own doctors about that and to go down the testing route. But I think, I mean, I guess loads of people in Ireland, because we're an island and because it's a saturated gene pool, there is disproportionately high rates of certain illnesses or diseases or genetic carriers compared to our European counterparts, for example. And I guess you can get tested for loads of different diseases and illnesses, but that's always a risk in any type of planning or life decisions.
Yeah, it's just the country is so small, and that's it. And in the past, that's the way it's been. I didn't mean that would be made compulsory, but I think an awareness by the government would help a lot. Like push it very hard, the people could get tested for various things before they are encouraged to have children. I don't know if it would help, you know. Okay, well, look, is there anything else you'd like to say, or have I missed anything on this? I assume.
Well, I guess one of the things that I want to say was that we have made quite a lot of progress in terms of research. The areas we're studying is quite novel in cystic fibrosis research, and funding is just really, really important, because without research we will never improve the current treatments available for cystic fibrosis, or we'll never move towards finding a cure. Cystic fibrosis can be an extraordinary burden on a child and all their family.
Yes,
and
yes.
There have been some really exciting improvements in the treatment of cystic fibrosis, but it remains really quite a difficult disease that is life-changing and life-shortening, and we just really hope that the research that we're funding at CMRF Cumlin will answer more of the questions about CF, and hopefully these will help piece together, I guess, the overall scientific puzzle, which will ultimately help us improve treatments for this illness. And if anyone wants to support us and support the research that we're funding and the progress we're trying to make, they can go onto our website and donate at cmrf.org.
I was just going to ask you how they could help. So if they want to get involved, they want to donate, could you give us that the address again?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's cmrf.org.
As simple as that. Very simple, very straightforward.
Yeah,
and they can donate
it.
There.
Perfect.
Well, thank you very much, Fiona.
And, thank you, William.
Thank you. I'm sorry about the disruption at the beginning of the interview. But,
no, not at all.
We'll be watching those
totally
buttons.
Fine.
Supposed to be a whole lot of lights on here, you know. thanks very much for your interview.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mel.
Cheers. Bye-bye.